The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
So Mo Farah is a household name in Britain. He has the 2012 and 2016 Olympic gold medals in both the 5,000 metre and 10,000 metre, which is running, by the way.
A lot of metres.
Yes, that's lots of metres. And he's often held up as one of our most successful athletes, or at least an example of one of them. It was recently revealed, though, that he was brought to the UK illegally as a child and forced to work as a domestic servant at age 9. And we will get into the details of this. But first, I wanted to talk about what exactly people have been saying about this, because I think that that's the most interesting aspect for politics, isn't it? Obviously, it's a tragic story for him because, you know, 9 years old, you can't hold him culpable for entering the UK illegally. It does require a bit of sympathy.
Hang on. So when he came here, was he effectively a slave?
Yes.
Because that's kind of giving me some vibes. I'm trying to remember the name. I can't remember the first one. But Equiano, like one of the famous slaves that was freed by the British and then literally like spent his life fighting for Britain and became a British symbol, like an advocate for Britain.
I didn't know about that, but
so
that's
just
good story.
Some weird similarities there, but yeah. I feel that's where it ends.
Mm-hmm. So yes, because he is a successful Olympian, the left has seen this as somewhat of a victory because it suggests that, well, illegal immigrants can be a valuable asset to Britain. However, this is an obvious...
At which point did they say that? When he was a slave or when he got the medals?
I think it was when he got the medals, okay. But you never know these people. But yes, obviously this is a case of the exception does not define the rule in that most illegal immigrants clearly did not rise to such prominent positions.
Sorry. Now that we have slaves, look how well they can make our coffee and prep for nothing. Sorry.
So yes, obviously this can also be seen as the fact he came to Britain as a child slave, and he rose to being a household name. This can be seen as a victory for meritocracy. I mean, you can't start lower. Removed from your family, a child, slave, undocumented, and then you rise to be an Olympic gold medalist. Well, isn't that proof that we have meritocracy in Britain? But yeah. No.
It's also a great win for the race report. There is no systemic racism in Britain, because people, no matter the racial background, can rise to any prominence.
You couldn't have been more disadvantaged than being a child slave from Somalia and then rising to the top.
Yeah, if this was apartheid South Africa, don't think that would have happened.
Mm-hmm. So. I think that one of the positives of this story and him sharing it is that it's popularizing the view that human trafficking can often lead to slavery at the hands of other immigrants who are culturally similar to them because he was enslaved by another Somali family.
Yep.
So yes, this is obviously something that the right has consistently talked about and been talked down, saying that we're being horrible and insensitive, when in reality, this is a genuine humanitarian concern, isn't it? I mean, the fact that you have these flows of illegal immigrants provides a resource for human traffickers and slavers. This isn't somewhat of a surprise to us, but for some reason, this is now national news that it's somehow a big scandal. But anyway, we obviously have plenty of concerns outside of this for this sort of thing, this illegal immigration, things like the negative impacts on the pre-existing population. That obviously doesn't...
The fact that they don't have a right to be here. When,
yes.
Especially because we're talking mostly in these regards. People have, I've seen conflating this with the boat people.
Mm-hmm.
The boat people aren't children, number one.
No.
I mean, it is just hilarious when people try and make the comparison.
Well, people try and claim that they're children because it makes people more sympathetic towards them, but normally they're fighting age men.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are, vast majority of them. I mean, I've seen the boats, I've seen the people getting off of them.
I've seen them in the school uniforms when people believe they were kids. And,
when they've got serious male pattern baldness.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there are obviously other impacts of this illegal immigration, like greater criminality, larger risk of terror attacks, weakening the dominant culture, increasing demand for goods and services that makes the cost of living more expensive for the rest of us. These are valid concerns, but not going to focus on those today.
But it's why we don't just legalise importing child slaves.
Yes,
if not, also the moral aspect.
So yes, there's also the fact that this story broke at an interesting time, as there's currently a Conservative Party leadership race, and you might think, well, that's a bit strange, isn't it? Because of course, immigration is a hot button topic for a lot of Conservative voters. So this might influence the leadership race. However, I do not believe that this has been a deliberate thing because, of course, making a full documentary, which is where these revelations came out, is a long process. And I don't think they can fine-tune it to release on the BBC this past Wednesday to influence this race, which kind of came out of nowhere. So I don't think that's true. And there's also this tweet from Mo Farah himself saying that it's been 2 years in the making. And I know you don't necessarily have to trust his word because he lied about his name. However, I feel like he's probably being truthful here when he says the documentary took a long time to make and it's not just been timed to influence politics. I think that that's probably something to bear in mind. So yes, obviously he was 9 years old and can't be held accountable for what happened to him. So don't be mean to him for that. That's probably not his fault. And we will be getting into the story as well.
Yeah, sorry, it's so obvious.
It has to be said though, because people will say, oh, you're being cruel, it wasn't his fault. But yes, we have to make these points about illegal immigration because no one else really wants to, do they? It's not really a topic that's being discussed by anyone in politics at the minute, really.
No.
They're all focused on all the other issues. And of course, there is this one aspect that I am going to be critical of him for, is that it took him a very long time to actually come clean about his real identity, even though he's been a citizen for quite some time now, a legal citizen, I might add. He's previously been knighted by the Queen under a false name. Is this not both insulting to the Queen and the wider population that he's been hiding behind a pseudonym this whole time? I mean, technically, does that mean that he's not knighted anymore? I mean, how does that work, really?
I think it's just silly. I mean, at this point, I presume he was legally able to stay here, but he kept the false name for what reason?
I'm not entirely sure. It's not really been cleared up. Maybe you'll need to watch the documentary that's recently come out to find that out. But he didn't clear it up, and none of the reporting has mentioned it either. So yes, my personal view is that if he did some sort of charity run from Land's End in Cornwall to John O'Groats in Scotland for victims of child trafficking, maybe we can all forgive him for lying to us.
Sure.
What do you reckon? I feel like it's not the worst thing in the world, but the fact he's drawn attention to what happened is important as well. And I feel like you can't really hold him too accountable except for this aspect of lying, which isn't great. He carried on with this fake name, told a fake story of how he got here, which isn't ideal, really. But let's get into the story itself. So this is from the BBC. Mo Farah reveals he was trafficked to the UK as a child. That's the headline. So it says, the Olympic star has told the BBC he was given the name Mohamed Farah by those who flew him over from Djibouti. His real name is Hussein Abdi Kahin. And he was flown over from the East African country, age 9, by a woman he had never met and then made to look after another family's children, he says. At 9 years old, I do wonder how well a 9-year-old can look after other children, really.
But then I have to wonder, why here? I mean, what was the process there? Because it's not like there's a huge need for 9-year-old child slaves, normally, on the other side of the world for no reason. Like, there's got to be a connection.
I think he did have actual family in Europe somewhere. And that's what he thought he was getting into. But I think along the way, the people that were trafficking him,
I understand, but
misled him.
I'm thinking about the criminal link across the world that has no reason to exist.
Of course,
than we permit it.
Well, yes, of course, yeah. And that's very much the point of me covering this in the first place, is that we can stop this from happening. We can actually stop child slavery in Britain. I mean, it happens.
But where will we get our gold medalists from? I mean, that's why I'm literally imagining what that's responsible to be.
Well, it seems to be that when they actually want to fight real-world slavery, they're very unwilling to do it. Mm. It's strange, that, isn't it? So yes, it carries on. The long-distance runner has previously said he came to the UK from Somalia with his parents as a refugee. But in the documentary by the BBC and Red Bull Studios, he says his parents have never been to the UK. His mother and two brothers live on their family farm in a breakaway state of Somaliland. His father, Abdi, was killed by stray gunfire when Somo was 4 years old in civil violence in Somalia, which I think is included here to suggest that they lost his father, you know, main breadwinner in a traditional society like Somalia, and therefore he had to leave at a young age because his mother couldn't provide for him. That's what I'm gathering from this, which is obviously a very tragic story. Certainly not his fault, that's for sure.
Yeah, but also, I mean, to be clear, I mean, not to be rude to him, but it doesn't obviously justify breaking into any foreign country either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people in the same circumstance across
yes.
the world.
Mm-hmm. But I think his moral culpability is less because he's a child.
Of course. But I know there are people on the left who are just, they read that story and then go, yeah, that's why we should just let them in.
So yes, it's also worth noting that Somaliland declared its independence in 1991. It's not internationally recognised, so I imagine getting back with his family is probably quite difficult. Somo says he was about 8 or 9 years old when he was taken from his home to stay with a family in Djibouti. He was then flown over to the UK by a woman he had never met and wasn't related to. She told him he was being taken to Europe to live with relatives there, something he says he was excited about. I'd never been on a plane before, he says. The woman told him to say his name was Mohammed. He said she had a fake travel document with her that showed his photo next to the name Mohammed Farah. When they arrived in the UK, the woman took him to a flat in Hounslow, West London, and took a piece of paper off of him that had his relative's contact details on. Right in front of me, she stripped it up, ripped it up, and put it in the bin. At that moment, I knew I was in trouble, he said. Samo says he had to do housework and childcare if I wanted food in my mouth, and he says the woman told him, if you ever want to see your family again, don't say anything.
So, slavery.
Yes, absolutely.
Child slavery.
Mm-hmm. He said, often I would lock myself in the bathroom and cry, he says. For the first few years, the family didn't allow him to go to school, but when he was about 12, he enrolled in year 7 at Feltham Community College. Staff were told Somo was a refugee from Somalia. Somo's PE teacher, Alan Watkinson, noticed a transformation in the young boy when he hit the athletics track. The only language he seemed to understand was the language of PE, which is physical education, if you're not in the UK, and sport. Somo says that sport was a lifeline for him, and the only thing that I could do to get away from this living situation was to get out and run. He eventually confided in his PE teacher, Mr. Watkinson, about his true identity and his background and the family he was being forced to work for. The teacher contacted social services and helped Somo to be fostered by another Somali family. This same PE teacher, it's worth noting that this BBC article doesn't mention, helped him get valid citizenship as well, which is why it's not on the cards to say deport him or anything like that.
No, but the people who were holding him like that, I mean, the immediate, I would assume, action is to then arrest them as mm-hmm. well.
Because well, apparently not. In fact, I'm going to get onto it later, but the Met Police are only just investigating this.
Fantastic. And so he's, locally everyone knew, mm-hmm. but the police just...
Yeah. No. And this was 30 years ago, I think, roughly. I think he's 39 now and obviously came to the UK at the age of 9. So goes on to say that I still miss my real family, but from that moment, everything got better. Felt like a lot of stuff was lifted off of my shoulders. I felt like me. And that's when Mo came out, the real Mo, but not really, because that's not your name, but still.
He may have taken on at this point.
Yeah, sure. He has also since reached out to his mother back home. So it does seem to have a happy ending for him at least. So that's at least nice. But now it's being investigated by the Met Police, as I alluded to here. GB News reports, although there's not really much to say beyond that. They're just looking into the accusations of this family, and I think he has named specific names, although I'd be surprised if they're going to get them personally. But there we go. And moving on to some of the reactions to the documentary that this revelation came from, and you can see The Guardian using it to score cheap political points. The Real Mo Farah Review, a beautiful, heartbreaking story that exposes cruel Tory policy.
No.
It's literally the opposite, isn't it?
It's demonstrably the opposite.
The policy is trying to prevent child slavery, right? They're trying to get people in legitimately. They don't want illegal immigration because you can't keep track of it.
if you cut off the incentives for child slavery, you can't get your child slave to the place you want him to work, well, then you don't have that link of child slavery.
Exactly.
But instead, no, we must recognize the glories of child slavery and how it brings us gold medals and coffee at Pret. It's just unbearable.
So yes, it's also worth mentioning that some of the things the left have been saying, they glorify immigration, be it legal or illegal. And Carl has a very good article on the website titled, "The Census Data Proves Britain is Not a Nation of Immigrants." And here he breaks down all of the census data over the years to dispel this myth. So yes, hopefully we've got ourselves now a good case study of why legal immigration is bad. I mean, we all knew it really, but yes, people can be sold into slavery.
That should be the lesson that is learned from this, not the weird lesson that media is trying to spin, which is this shows that illegal immigration is good for the country because gold medals. It's like, no, slavery is bad. Don't care how many gold medals we get.
And I mean, at least things worked out well for him in the end, but yes, it's not exactly
if it wasn't for child slavery, we wouldn't have these awards. It's like, I don't want the awards.
But yeah. Hopefully they're able to catch the people who enslaved him, and hopefully we finally address the problem that's at the heart of this, that we're not properly tackling illegal immigration.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the Contemplation series, this one on globalism. And if you want to follow what else Josh is putting out, you can follow him on Getter at Josh_Firm on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.